You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Cleared up something for
me. Oh, yes, sir.
Baseball is supposed to start tomorrow. It'll start a week late, and the Twins will open at home from tomorrow.
They would have. This is, I think, would have been the home opener anyway, because
It's snowing to beat hell right now.
Did it start snowing?
Yeah, I just looked on my phone.
Okay. They were supposed to be on the road for a week, and then I think this was going to be the home opener anyway, so they got to make up those road games during the course of they're slapping three games on the end of the season, and then they're making the other three up somewhere in the everybody's pretty much missed six games.
The postseason will have about 15 teams in it?
We're going to have 12. We're going to have six in each, but they're going to take away the days off except for the World Series, I think, because they got it. Fox told them they have no interest in having baseball on in
the height of football
in November.
Yeah,
in November, because they want to be able to fully cover the Republican rout that's coming in the off year election. So they want to they want to be able to have that full coverage of that. The politics, they do too well with politics to have baseball on. So
I've noticed two things about wild attendance. It's either oversold at 19,000 and change, or it was like last night, 17,000 and change.
Weekday nights. Weekday nights don't draw as well. People, just like everything, they don't quite draw as well. So, anyway, speaking of that, I saw this on Twitter today. I thought it was pretty funny. Just a second. Where is it?
Right here.
Did you see the...
I did see that.
You see,
oh, yeah. Tucker Carlson.
It's pretty good. By the way, I took note of that. If you want to lose that pandemic 15 or 20,
yes,
join the Ukraine negotiating team, and because they told them not to drink, not to eat, not to touch anything. Otherwise, Putin will be poisoning them.
And they got poisoned.
Wow.
Did they get poisoned?
Yeah, the skin's falling off Roman Abramovich's face.
Really?
Yeah, he thought they were going to die.
Really?
Apparently they're not going to.
So they did poison them. Yes. So did we then leave?
Yeah, this was in early March.
Oh, the first time.
Yeah.
The first time they tried to poison
them. Now they're going to have another meeting?
Yes.
Zelensky's going to be there?
Oh.
He'll die. He'll get poisoned.
He's going to need the guy to taste it.
He's a food taster.
He's going to need the food taster.
And at the airport, like remember the two models threw the stuff at the guy, and he ended up dying?
Yeah.
The Russian, I don't remember his name, but it was at the airport.
Yeah, it was
where
a woman, yeah.
She sprayed him with some type of thing, and
you know
checked
what you'd
out.
Be? You'd be a good food taster.
Yeah.
You'd make a good food taster.
You know what? Yes. It'd have to be the good stuff.
That'd be a good job. You know, they'd say,
right.
Boy, this job pays really well.
Yeah.
but then your heirs don't get paid.
Well, that little ferret has a food taster, Putin.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, he, bad.
He's got a long table.
You know, there's many things for you fellas that aren't big fans of Biden to complain about. But him saying he wants the Hitler of 2022 out of a job, I think that was really overstated.
I have mixed feelings about that. That's the kind of thing Trump would have said.
Yes.
And he gets in trouble for it.
Yeah, yeah. But
all
no,
Biden was
but,
saying is...
But Trump wouldn't have said it because he likes the guy.
All Biden said is this guy shouldn't be in power. Well, yes. We all think that.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with saying that?
Well, because that's not political. You're supposed to be more careful.
Hmm. Yes, but in this case, I mean, what's amazing to me is they attacked an independent country. Yeah. When is the last time that happened? Saddam went into Kuwait, right?
Right.
You know, so there's been a lot of hijinks in Africa and stuff, but we have never seen any. We have not seen something like this. What possible, you know, reasoning is there here that people find logical? It's unbelievable that he just wants it back because it used to be part of the country. That
right.
can't be good enough.
And their version of the Pope. A guy whose name's Kirill, by the way, like mm-hmm. our commie. Their version of the Pope defends Putin.
Who?
The Patriarch of the right. Russian Orthodox Church.
Well, he's probably afraid of what happens if he doesn't, huh?
Well, that was Kenny's theory. My theory is maybe he's just nuts.
Yeah, he could be. Yeah, maybe he wants to be the head of the Ukrainian church, too, or something. So, I don't know. Anyway, back to sports.
Sure. Yeah, what else coming up on the ride?
With the baseball opener, yes, and the Twins brought in a alleged pitcher to be their, you know, who was good 5 years ago, Chris Archer. But you know what he's had, Joe?
Hmm.
He's had thoracic outlet syndrome.
I don't even know what surgery. Is that?
Surgery.
Thoracic, something to do with the neck.
It's something down here, and they take out a rib, generally
Ooh.
Speaking. And people who have, you know, the Tommy John, they miss a year.
Yep.
And 75% of them come back to pretty much what they were, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verlander just had it. At an advanced age, he hasn't pitched for a year and a half. This spring, he hasn't given up any runs yet, so he's throwing good. Maybe they don't get all the way back. But this thoracic outlet syndrome, when they have that, very few of them come back with velocity. And why we signed this guy after having that.
You've got to have all your ribs.
You got to have all your ribs. I mean, Phil Hughes had the fantastic year for the Twins, right?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the next year, he couldn't throw hard again.
Right.
And the thing about thoracic outlet syndrome is you don't know you got it. You just got a little pain, you know?
And it's as bad as bilateral leg.
Yeah,
syndrome.
Yeah, it feels bad. But pretty soon, the same pitch that a year ago was 95
yeah.
is now 88.
Yeah.
And they're... You know, they're hitting at 18 miles, and you don't know what's going on, and finally they discover you got this thing. So,
well, what is it? A growth?
I am trying to find a better definition, but there's a
thing.
I don't know, an yeah. outlet.
He's self-examining himself right now.
An outlet toward the shoulder, yeah. I think, and goes toward the shoulder. It has a
thoracic was the neck area.
It's up here, but it's neck area is... The neck area is connected to the shoulder here, right?
Right, yeah, mostly.
And basically it ends up being a bad shoulder injury, and very few people come back at it. And you know who else has had it? Strasburg, the guy with Washington, who they gave, I think, $240 million to in a contract about 2 years ago.
Yep.
He didn't pitch last year, and they're not ready to have him pitch again this year. And when he does come back, he's not going to be the same, so... I'm very confused as to why they think this might be the guy that beats that.
Where does that $200 million come from for one guy over what, how many years? 5 years?
I think his was five, probably. Yeah, I can't remember what it was. It was a lot.
I'm not a money guy. I don't know how that works.
Well, most of it's allegedly coming from TV, but they have to read. They have to, you know, these. One of their problems is these regional sports networks gave out these huge deals,
mm-hmm.
and then the streaming came along,
mm-hmm.
and now this problem we have in this country is being repeated all over. That people have gone to streaming and they're not on cable anymore. And the Bally Sports North and those outlets have not yet figured out how to charge for the streaming. So,
when something is streamed, can you still watch it on a television?
Yes.
You don't have to watch it on your computer.
It's just an alternate way.
Yes.
It's just an alternate way to get fed. I'm a streamer.
Are you a streamer?
Now. I'm a streamer.
Is that saving you a lot of money?
I think with the number of apps that Mrs. Ricey has ordered,
yeah.
It's probably costing me more.
Right, it's not. Right, exactly.
I have not figured that out.
You don't watch the Twins on BSN.
I have a second source that I watch the Twins.
Is it a secret?
Yes. I am pirating cable.
No.
I am, what was it called? What
Are
was
you
it?
Stealing it?
What was the,
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
What was
it's
the,
it's an alternate system.
I am
you're
a pirate.
Not even capable of figuring that out.
Spectrum. He's got Spectrum.
Who came in and did this for
Spectrum.
You?
Spectrum.
You got a guy?
There's a fella who's an employee.
Yes.
Of this, was a longtime employee of this very,
entity
who is kind of frugal.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to identify him.
Okay.
But he can he watches everything and figures out how to do it at a modest.
Not the guy who had the cowboy curtains in his car.
No. Somebody that, you know.
Did I know this person?
Yeah, you know this person.
Huh.
And you still know this person. But I don't want to get further into it. I don't want to get further into it, but
no, it's not me. Don't look at me.
But,
hell no.
I don't want to get further into it. So
yeah, I get you.
Gotcha.
I don't want to get.
Well, let's keep that person nameless then.
Well, in any event, there are. I have a little complaint because there are a number of Wild games now that I can't watch.
Yes, I was very upset.
Go on Hulu
ESPN Plus.
Hulu.
What ESPN the hell is Hulu?
I don't even have ESPN Plus.
I don't know how to get it.
They want you. Well, they want.
They
you
want
to
me
buy
to
it.
Sign in and stuff.
They want you to buy it. It's they charge you for it.
Yeah. Well,
it's a special little. The app world is they are overwhelming us. I want to watch some of this stuff on Apple TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got Ted Lasso. Yeah. You got Ted
Talk
Lasso.
Apple TV.
You got two or three other things.
Yep.
The bride and I put our brains together the other day.
Couldn't get it.
No chance.
Nope.
Could not get it.
I want to sign
this
in
is
on
why
my
I'm
television.
Phil Mays, you're a streamer.
I don't want to sign in on my television. I mean, I want to sign in on the television.
You just want to turn it on and let's go.
No, I want them to say, do you want Apple TV? And I say, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever. It only costs $7 a month or mm-hmm. something. But I wanted to put it on my bill, you know.
Right.
Because
there's Hulu, there's Peacock, there's Apple, there's Fire Stick.
I got YouTube TV. And the reason I got YouTube TV when I started this, I was getting a $325 a month bill, for God's sakes, from HBO. I mean, from Comcast, and I couldn't stand it anymore. And when I was in Florida for 2.5 months, I was getting a $200 bill back here for Comcast. So I went, and the one I picked out was YouTube TV because they had Valley Sports North, right?
Okay.
They had it. About 2 weeks later, they didn't have it anymore.
Mm.
And then I could have switched to Hulu, but they don't have it anymore. The only one that has it now is AT&T TV. And
I'm not familiar.
I figure I don't want to go to switch everything. I don't know how the hell you switch everything. Do I have to go back and change everything? Do I have to give them the
different
information?
Password. What's my password?
I got NBC, ABC, and CBS.
Yeah.
Four, five, nine, and 11.
You got 1,000. The wife has a little yellow, white book that has all our passwords in there. So we got an Apple TV. We got an Apple password, right? There it is, right there in her book.
Yep,
right there.
They have the book.
You log it in. Here's the login we use.
Yep.
And here's the password.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Here you go, Apple TV. We're going to give you this information.
Yep.
Bam.
Wrong stuff. Oh. Even though it's the same stuff she uses when she does something other business with Apple. It's in the book. So
love that.
You know the other thing they don't want? You know what the other thing they want now, Joe?
What's that?
What do they want?
They want us to pay our bills electronically.
But I'm not doing it.
Yeah, they got me the other day on one because I forgot. I'd lost my American Express bill. So when I
had some trouble with that this past year.
I had to pay him. I wanted to pay him before it, you know, went beyond when you're supposed to pay him. And so I called him yesterday and basically had to end up doing it electronically.
How long do I have, I wonder? Continue to mail him a check.
Not long.
I think I'm out of checks, but I don't know how many to... I'm almost out of checks, but I don't know how many to reorder.
I don't want
to. Which, by the way, ain't as easy as it used to be. You used to call a number and somebody answered the phone. Now you got
to
do.
No, you just give it the slip that you need checks to the person at the bank. They mail them to me.
Is Deluxe still in business?
Yes, sure. Not like they used to.
I bet they're sweating.
Yeah, they're sweating bullets.
Everyone is going mad in March trying to narrow the field down to 16 and then 4. This is Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group, and they have their savory 16. The Canopy Group has 16 different insurance companies giving options to provide you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. At the Canopy Group, their tournament never ends. They continue to use their 16 different companies to match you with the company providing the best coverage at the best price, and they do this annually. Get in the game. Contact the Canopy Group and get them working on your brackets. Bracketology is not foolproof for home and auto insurance. The sure bet is on the Canopy Group, saving you an average $810 on your home and auto insurance. That's every year. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
Hell yeah. Are you covering the women's Final Four?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. By the way, okay, I got to watch.
Here we go.
I got to ask you this. Yep. Monday night,
yep.
Did you happen to come across Paige Becker, Hopkins, Minnesota's performance to get UConn to their 14th straight Final Four?
No.
Well, did you see it?
I'm prepared to believe she's pretty damn good.
But it was an amazing clutch time performance, and what it did for this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We went from having Twin Cities people say, oh, Paige is on that team, mm-hmm. to, did you see what Paige Beckers mm-hmm. did last night? She's back. She's back. I would say it tripled local interest in the
So you're telling me the Target Center is going to be sold out.
Well, they've been selling it out for a while, yeah, for the Final Four. But the tickets are... You know, they talked. It looked like there might be a little more balance in the women's basketball in the early rounds, but we end up with three number one seeds and UConn, which was a number two only because Paige Beckers missed 2 months of the season and was coming back from knee surgery. But she was fantastic.
They're playing Friday, Sunday.
Yes, and UConn and Stanford are the main event, and then South Carolina, the defending national champion, and Louisville, which has had a very good program. But when the tournament was here the first time in 1995, UConn played Stanford, and UConn had yet to win a national championship, and Stanford was kind of a favorite. And that UConn team, they beat them 87-60.
Ooh.
And
how did Paige escape going to Minnesota? What happened there? Is that a long story?
Well, Joe, name likeness and image. Name image and likeness. She didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
But she went to UConn because she wanted to play in front of a full house and play for the best team in the country, obviously.
Okay.
The best program in the country. She might be making more money on the Instagram name, image, and likeness with various contracts with Google and other people than any other college athlete in the country. Because women, young girls, hit that Instagram harder than anybody, and they become, Joel, wait for it, Influencers.
How did she get paid for being on Instagram?
She gets a contract and, you know, maybe 100,000 or something. And in that, there will be little ads for various products.
Okay.
And and the NCAA is saying, we got to take another look at this because some teams might be using it in recruiting.
Right.
Because the original idea was, You know, as ethical as recruiting is, you can't make promises about name, image, and likeness.
Right.
But the only reason they're doing this is the Supreme Court said they had to, basically. So, yeah.
She's in a good spot.
They're going to try to investigate now and see if they can change it. Well, if they change it, they're going to get sued and lose in court anyway. So.
And everybody that follows her on Instagram would be most likely like-minded. So they would see that she's endorsing this product or an ad for that product, so they'd run out to get it.
This is it for her, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's a senior.
Do you know?
Right?
No, she's sophomore.
Sophomore?
Sophomore, yeah. Isn't she sophomore, right? Yeah, last year she was freshman and national player of the year as a freshman. I saw her play once against Tom Cross's Farmington team.
Okay.
And during the regular season, then that ended up being the final of the
that got wiped out,
you know, by COVID when they didn't play.
Right.
And Farmington by then did not have its best player. Mogensen had gotten hurt.
Mm.
So they ended up being co-champions, which wouldn't have not have occurred had they played that Hopkins team. But what I liked about her was she played with three other Division I recruits, and she had no need to get her 42, and you know, she passed the ball to everybody and ran the show, and then sat down for the last quarter, and she was not a— she was incredible. The best part about her, she made 8 or 9 shots in the 2 overtimes. But the best part, Joe, you've seen these guys go to the free throw line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chance to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
6'7".
Yep.
Built like, you know,
linebackers.
Just the greatest athlete you ever saw. Bang!
Yeah.
Bong! You know, boom! And then in the men's tournament, you'd hear, Billy is a 83% free throw shooter, and his team really needs this when he go, bang! You know, hit it off the front. She made 6 free throws that never hinted at touching metal. They all went.
Oh,
they
had that. I love a swish.
They had that, but it's more of a, you know, it was in the back of the basket, back of the net, like 4 inches below the metal, and go. They get. It was almost a thunk.
Yep.
You know, and she made all 6 of them just were the same spot, and it was so nice to see a clutch free throw shooter not have to have them go bung 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 go around the rim and roll in. So.
I didn't know this about her, but I haven't followed UConn basketball.
Yes.
She had knee surgery December 13th.
Yes. Yes.
Didn't come back till Feb 25.
Yes. That's
played sparingly until this tournament began.
Yep. And it's she's playing with the, you know, all superstar recruits, but it was amazing to see how much they needed her.
Mm.
One of her teammates said, when it's clutch time, the basket gets this big around for her.
Never happened for me.
So what I did was, like, put my arms out there like I was putting them around myself or something.
Well, she'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, and Stanford's the defending national champion. They got the same. They got this. Trish Van Devery has been there forever. As the coach there, she's got more wins than Geno, who's gone to 14 straight Final Fours. So, I had a
Tara Vanderveer.
Vanderveer, yeah, Vandever. What I call her, Vandever.
Vanderveer.
Vanderveer, yes. I got in trouble though when they were here last time because they stunk it out against UConn so bad that I was writing a column off that game and said. The mascot and the Stanford women's basketball team had a lot in common yesterday. They're the tree, you know,
right.
their mascot's the tree, and I made a tree joke about them. And the next day I was walking down the hallway to a press conference, and a couple of the matrons who were there as hosts for Stanford started barking at me.
They gave you the evil eye?
No, they gave me the evil mouth. They
really?
Said, these are our guests. How could you possibly write that? I said, it's 15,000 people paid to watch them, and they stunk.
Stunk it up.
That's why, you know. So, anyhow.
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugar-coated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.
Anyhow. What, so we got the, it's amazing what our guy Guerin did at the trade deadline. Not only the flower, but,
love his pads. I love his pads.
Not only the flower, but the, they toughened up the defense. They got two new defensemen, right?
Delorier got bloodied last night in a fight.
Oh, I thought he won.
Well, he might have won, but he's the one who had the bloody face and had to go in the locker room.
Okay.
The other guy went to the penalty box.
Why are we fighting with that team?
I don't know.
We're
a long way from the Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah,
they're
terrible.
Yeah, but
you know who their coach is?
Mikey
Yosi.
Yosi.
Yosi's their coach, and Chuck Fletcher's their GM. Yeah. They had a – how long a losing – they had a like a 10 or 12-game losing streak.
Yeah, they were really bad. They were bad during the year.
But that's a nice little homestand. They lost the first one. They've now won seven in a row.
But when Taze knocks Kirill into the net after a goal, we've got enforcers.
We
now.
Got it. We got to go.
We've got enforcers. We haven't had that before.
And Nathan MacKinnon from Colorado.
Delorier fought a guy named Sealer. Isn't it Nick Sealer?
Nick Sealer. He
didn't he play
with
here?
Us. Yeah, he played with us. Yeah. He was a plucky defenseman. Not real big, I don't think, though. But... I was going to say, Nathan MacKinnon, a great Colorado player. He fought with Dumba the other night. It looks like he broke his hand.
Right.
He'll be out a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good,
but
though.
But they don't care. Colorado, I mean, they just want him back for the play. They got another month to play.
I don't
basketball. The basketball team's got six games left. They got 20.
Don't get it.
Yeah, which means they're going to play every other night.
My initial reaction to Guerin getting Fleury was Fleury's too old, but he's 37 and he's just a superb condition.
He's still on. He's still on.
He's supposed to be a hard worker. Yeah. And now they're throwing flowers.
I like a guy who's won three cups on my club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you like a guy who they were going to trade to the Caps, and he said, "I don't want to go to the Caps because I don't want to be playing against the Penguins." Mm-hmm. I don't want to cost the Penguins a chance to
really?
Go back to the finals. Yeah,
really?
He was his loyalty to the Penguins. He wouldn't go back. He wouldn't go to the Caps. So that's how he ended up here. I mean, the Caps were the other contender, and he told them to trade me to Minnesota instead. But they're good.
Let's go on a run, baby.
There's
a
no
run.
Excuse. There's no excuse, really. Colorado's really good, but if they missing Landeskog. They're now missing MacKinnon. They're missing another one of their big guys. So.
I thought something about Fleury that I think about every pro athlete who comes here. He's living in a hotel in Edina. Why not live in St. Paul?
Yeah.
2 minutes from the rink.
That's true. Or do they live at the St. Paul Hotel? That's nice enough.
Those are nice digs. Yeah, those are nice digs.
Go up on Summit Hill and rent a coach house or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. It is amazing how 80% of them live on that side.
Why
of the
in the
summit.
Hell do you want to then put they live in Woodbury? Edina?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what it is?
It's really letting that bother.
It's a first world problem.
It
it's
really
a first
is,
world
yeah,
problem.
But you better get to the rink early because if you wait till 4,
yep.
People are
yeah. You're
that turn lane through the tunnel.
Yep.
You can tell when there's a hockey game. That thing. At 6 o'clock, they're backed up past 100
yep.
trying to turn. Hey, you dummies. There's about six alternate
don't
routes.
Don't give any secrets out.
Plymouth Avenue.
Okay, here
Plymouth
it goes.
Plymouth Avenue. These Plymouth suburbanites are afraid they're going to get mugged.
Carjacked.
By the way, Joe,
yeah.
Plymouth Avenue, I take it quite often,
I know
actually.
You.
We have the greatest bike lanes in the Twin Cities on Plymouth Avenue. We have, not only do we have the bike lane, not only do we take a lane away from the drivers on both sides, but we got the cement barrier with the barrier with the fence line. We got them. We got them from this bridge, from the bridge, and the other side of the bridge too. We got them from the bridge all the way out to Penn. Yet to see a bike, but we'll see one someday.
Stoplights, downtown St. Paul, they got special stoplights for the bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Green.
We seen any downtown?
Never seen a biker. Never seen a biker. Not once.
Yeah.
And I'm downtown, driving through downtown St. Paul all the time.
The other day, it was a nice day. It was like 60 degrees.
Yep.
I said, well, this will be it. If the bikers are going to be out, because they get antsy. They bike,
here
right?
Here we go. Yep.
Hey, this is spring. They're like the rest of us. Not a biker in sight on either side.
No. What's the one over here that just put in? It goes from the river up to University Avenue. What street is that? Otis.
It is.
Where the KSTP films live shots on the bridge.
Yes.
What street is that?
Not Broadway, not Otis.
Never mind. I've seen five bikers a year.
Yes. And who thinks that we're going to become a biking society? We're not. We're lazy. Okay?
Well,
we're
it's not only that you're lazy. Winter 7 months a year.
Yes, and time. You know, even with traffic, the bike aren't going to get me there faster.
I've always had a theory that if you ride your bike to work, that's pretty much what you do for a living, is ride your bike to work.
Yeah, because you're exhausted.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, whatever. Taking away, we're creating traffic problems that then we can complain about the traffic problems, and that's why we got bikers.
Pat, your party has successfully demonized the automobile.
I know. But then, we're not quite as crazy as the...
What is it, curfew for Franklin?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm looking it up because it's driving me nuts.
Well, DeNoyer Park is on that. Oh, for Pete's sake.
But, you know, the other day I got on to
Pelham.
The other day I got on to St. Paul Avenue for the first time in years.
Yeah.
I think I saw, did I see a bike lane there?
Sure you did. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I think they had the lane.
The money we have spent on to accommodate bicyclists where we're not getting any return.
And
on
they
the
go
investment.
Through red lights, too.
Yes.
They think they're entitled to go through red lights.
Get out of there.
You know what they've done downtown? They got the bus lane. Apparently, it's a bus lane that's painted red.
Yeah.
But there's no sign saying bus lane red. So I'm in that baby all the time to take a right-hand turn, you know. And, you know, you gotta put up a sign.
Yes.
How do I know?
Right.
I'm an old man. I don't know.
That's the other thing. The old people just go. They're driving on bike lanes, and they don't even realize it.
Oh, yeah. Once a day, I see somebody turning onto that Pelham bike lane.
Yes.
Driving between the curb and the barriers.
Yeah, I'll do that, too. You know, I'll do that, too. But Plymouth, they made sure you can't do that.
Are you?
Because they got a barriers.
You're not spending a lot of time in downtown Minneapolis, are you?
I go in twice a week.
Are you noticing a comeback of any sorts?
A little bit. And I think what I'm hearing is a lot of businesses downtown are saying, okay, come back to work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then Friday and Monday, work from home. Mm-hmm. You know what they're doing? They're giving these people four-day weekends.
That's right.
Because they're going to say, yeah, Friday, I'll do it. Monday, and then Monday they say, I'll do it Tuesday when I'm in the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we now have 3-day work weeks and 4-day weekends all year if you're a downtown worker.
We don't have that here.
We ain't got that.
But that's what I'm hearing anyway. I think the Strib employees, and I'm a contractor, so I'm not an employee, I think the strip were encouraged to start coming back to work on some Tuesday meetings.
Well, I would, too, if I knew where it was located.
That's the only thing that keeps you from...
I heard the other day that, yeah, there's a lot, there's more people coming back to the office, and I was in there, and there were three, there were the usual three or four of us, but I park and, you know, park on the street and go in for three, 4 hours.
At our physical place, we have a small physical presence somewhere.
Yes. They don't want you.
They're computer people. They're IT people.
So they want you to work at home.
They don't mind, apparently.
The problem is that I've discovered is deadline communication because you used to just call a desk and say, who's reading me? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And, you know, hey, I got a screw up here. You know, you're doing Andover and Maple Grove and they go to overtime and then you send in a column 2 minutes after deadline. You want to talk to somebody and then you go, well, call him. And then you call him. And by then you're 8 minutes after deadline instead of two.
We caught the business at its peak.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yep,
peak. Yeah. They
travel was no object.
Mm-hmm.
Each paper had its own plane. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I never,
how about that? Those are good years.
Didn't do I think I only was on the St. Paul plane once, though.
That was gone by the time I got there. Yeah, but I was on the Minneapolis plane.
Might have been a Northwestern football game that a bunch of us flew down to. But I was only on the Strim one a couple of times.
Yeah.
Now the plane here.
That's the way to go.
That's a different deal.
Yeah.
That one's fast.
Mm-hmm.
These were kind of hoping to get there.
Tribune was a jet.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it was.
Did it become a jet?
It was a jet one time, I think.
Back when Sid and those guys were.
Oh, hell, that was crop dusters.
What you had to do was, though, buddy up to Sid. Mm-hmm. If you were going to a Gopher game on the road,
mm-hmm.
you had to buddy up to Sid because he had Dick Ames or somebody flying him in, and those were pretty good planes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sid would mooch into those.
A great way to travel.
Yeah, it is. I always said, give me one wealth. Give me one.
One slice of it?
One's,
oh, personal?
One left, even more than a personal luxury. Give me one luxury private airfare.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, but we don't go anywhere.
No, but if you want to, if you had that.
It's available.
If they had that, you'd go more places.
Oh, man.
You'd go more places.
Yeah, I would.
You know?
All right, this is Monday Night Sports Talk recorded on Wednesday.
Yes, how
does that work?
I think, what are we going to do in the future here when with your hours now changing?
We solved some problems that happened Monday. Those should not be repeated.
Okay, otherwise we could have, because we had Thursday Night Sports Talk.
Yes, we did.
We had Monday Night Sports
Talk.
Yes,
we did.
We've never had, this is our first, and I think we've missed a couple of Mondays and had them on Tuesdays since we came back.
Our first ever Wednesday?
To the podcast. I think this is our first ever.
With the absence of Reavers, our hand was forced.
Mm-hmm.
Reavers is normally be back here, so.
Reavers earned a lot of job security this week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he did. Yeah, well. What? You know, again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I came in and we recorded the show, Pat, and I realized 18 minutes into it that I did not hit record on the show.
Oh, so we had to start all over again.
But in defense of Rook, I had these signs made because these weekend people come in here and screw everything up.
Are they doing
turn everything off, and he'd never experienced it.
Is anybody following that?
Well, we'll know this weekend.
This just
went in here yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll find out. Who's in here on the weekend?
Some home salesman?
Jason Walgrave.
Why don't you lock her up and tell him to go down to the other studio?
Well, Doogie, I think, does. He'll come in here and record this scoop every once in a while. I don't know. I don't blame them. They got to do their own shows. That's fine.
No, but when you leave, don't turn stuff off.
That's true. Especially
if you can if it's Reavers. If you're going to do it.
Don't turn it off. Right? I'm going to send out a memo. Turn that off. Let's go.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying.
When Reavers is your star board operator.
Well,
you're
again,
in trouble.
It's because he hadn't been exposed to it.
Okay. Yeah.
But that is true with Reavers being the all-star, with Reavers being the new rookie.
Tell him tell Patrick what Reavers was doing today when you were talking to him. Or you texted him.
Are they back? When's he coming back?
He was
back Monday.
Reavers was.
He's got a place on the ocean.
Yep. And here's what he said he's doing. Where is it now? He said, she said, the boys and I are going swimming. Do your thing today. Okay. Beers? Yes. Beers and Angels versus Rockies spring training action at its best.
Okay.
Sitting in the house.
Hi, sorry, I love baseball.
Angels, Rockies? They're in Arizona, so he's watching on TV.
He's watching on TV.
He didn't go to
there's
Florida
nothing down
no.
there.
I mean, look, he's got a scene of a – he's on the ocean there, and he's sitting inside watching his TV. Hyde says, sorry, I love baseball, but I'd have to sit on that deck all day, listen to music, drink a few beers. Rook, though, he'd probably want to watch the Angels-Rockies contest.
By the way, I have a horrible admission to make.
Let's go.
Horrible admission.
Yeah.
I could have used a little Florida weather.
Yep.
I haven't missed spring training.
Really?
Just not. It's fine getting the stories and, you know, just trying to get somebody to stop and talk to you and get in the clubhouse.
Well, could you have muscled your way down there if you really wanted to?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did not. I didn't.
I loved it too, but it hasn't even occurred to me to miss it.
Well, the Star Tribune did not rent, or the, I don't know what the Pioneer Press did, but the Star Tribune did not rent a, they usually rent a place, right. You know, and then everybody, you go in and you stay in shifts and stuff. This year they didn't do that, so these people are staying in extremely high-priced hotels, because the prices down there are just ridiculous.
Well, especially this time of year.
Yeah, right. Well, they did, but post-pandemic, everything's $100 higher.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere. I told you about Cooperstown.
Yep.
My hotel.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, you think this would be available? Yeah. $800 a night. Yep. Oh, okay.
You got anything else?
All right. You don't even have a big flat-screen TV.
You got anything in the basement?
Yeah. Yeah, right. You got,
I work it off?
A tent out? Can I throw a pitch of tent out here on the weeds? Would that be work? That would be work. So. I don't know if I'm going to go there even at those prices. So I don't know what I'll do. All right. What the hell? What did we forget? What did we forget? Hockey.
Gopher hockey.
Boy, did they look.
And Mankato's alive.
Yes, and they play each other.
Yeah.
And last year, Mankato beat them up and beat them 4-0. But this year, I think the Gophers win because they have much more firepower, and they are good.
We don't see them until what?
They wait a week.
This weekend?
Nope. They play in Boston, I think, Thursday, two weeks from tomorrow. No, a week from tomorrow.
That'll be April 7th.
A week from tomorrow, yes, April 7th, which is a little earlier than it has been. But, God, they look good. They got this Canise, who's a big, strong freshman who's going to end up getting signed. They got Ben Myers, who's going to be a hot ticket, who might sign with the Delano kid, who might sign with the Wild, actually. He's supposed to be a front runner, according to Judd. And then to sign here. And then they have this Faber, this defenseman, who's, oh, man, is he good. So they really look great against Western Michigan. I think they're going to win it.
All right.
There's no happier child in the United States than Matthew Mikulski Jr. out east, who
it's coming to the final. The Frozen Four is coming to him.
It's coming to him, and he's just he steps away. I don't know. He was trying to get a ticket.
He'll get a ticket.
I'm sure he'll find a way to get in, but he was very happy that the Gophers had advanced.
Well, and I'm a big Mankato State. I love the coach Hastings. I like Monsko too, but I love the coach. I love what he's done with that. But they don't have. I don't think they have the firepower. They're good. I mean, they've won 26 out of 27, but it's who they're playing.
Right.
You know, that league is a little soft, and they pounded the hell out of them. But when they played a good opponent, they've only been getting a couple of goals a game. So. We'll see.
Let's go to the bank.
Let's go to the bank while they're still open, huh?
Yeah.
While there's still a bank to go to. All right. See you later.